at this time, were there any modifications to the agenda this evening?
I move to accept the agenda.
Okay. Is
there second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved. Student of the Month presentation, Mr. Sack.
Thank you, Mr. Yoder, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule tonight to honor our October Students of the Month. Gives me great pleasure this evening to honor Miss Natalie Zimmer. Natalie, if you would stand up and then head over to Dr. Hollister. He has a certificate and a medal for you. Natalie is our Female Student of the Month for the month of October. She is accompanied here this evening by her father, Neil, and mother, Sharon, and they reside in Narbonne, Pennsylvania. So congratulations to Natalie. You'll see her in the orchestra and a lot of our musicals as well. So thank you. Congratulations, Natalie. And our male student of the month for the month of October is Nicholas Good. He is accompanied here this evening by his father, Steve, and his mother, Lynn, and they reside right here in New Holland. So congratulations to Nick as well. Students of the month for the month of October was that of integrity, but quite honestly, if you take a look at the two students that I introduced this evening, look at any of the characteristics associated with the Spartan Way, and they would exemplify any of those. So congratulations to you both. Dr. Hollister had also asked me to make mention of American Education Week, which is a kind of a sponsored by the National Education Association, but we're celebrating it here at the high school for the first time. And it started today with just kind of a kickoff day. We're kind of keeping it low key this first go-round. But tomorrow is Parent Day, and we had some parents RSVP. We have about 35 parents that are coming tomorrow just to kind of shadow their child for the day, get a feel of what we're all about at Garden Spot High School. So it's our first time running the event, so I was pleased with the turnout that we have. So we're pretty excited about that opportunity as well. One other thing I wanted to mention this evening also is Holly Schneider, unfortunately, could not be with us again tonight. She was our September Student of the Month. She was participating in a league championship game that evening for volleyball. Tonight was the first night of basketball tryouts, so she was unable to join us. She's also doing some working out for trying to get into West Point as too. So I'm just going to give that to Dr. Hollister to maybe give to her tomorrow at school. So congratulations to Holly as well.
Thanks, Mr. Sanger.
Thank you.
Just a final comment, too, to the Students of the Month. On behalf of the school district and as a superintendent, I'd like to say thank you as well. And I mean that. Thank you for all that you do to help better our community here. And I will also say that with distinction sometimes comes extra burden of responsibility. And I believe that's true with us. When we acknowledge you as administrators, as faculty, we're saying to you, we want to see more. We expect more. And that as you go forward, wherever you go, that you always carry the Garden Spot name on your back. And so going forth, you're now an ambassador for this community, for the school district. And so I ask you to take that into consideration in the endeavors that you pursue down the road. So thank you again, and congratulations to the students and to the families. Well done.
Okay, and then we have time set aside now for citizens' comments. Were there any residents of the school district wish to address the board this evening? Okay, and just before that, were there any others? Okay, great. If you could come to the microphone. We do have our board member Rodney Jones joining us from California, so for him to hear,
hey,
if we
Rodney
can speak into the microphone, that's great. You hear us, Rodney? He's there anyway, so. Okay, go ahead. You just say your name.
Hi, my name is Lisa Garrett. I live in Goodville. I have students in the 8th grade and in the 5th grade. And I just want to say a big thank you to the middle school administrators. I think they do a wonderful job with that age group. They're difficult to deal with, and they do their very best. The reason I'm here is This week, I received one of these in the mail, and I got the other one handed to me at teacher evaluation. And this is, I believe, the third time I have seen some iteration of this form asking for my students' address, family physician, family dentist, preferred hospital, medical information, and for me to sign it again. Can we please, we've got a crack IT department, can we please consolidate this into one thing? Which, by the way, I think for this being the health information form, if this is coming to me for the first time and for whatever reason I'm remembering filling this out last year, the end of the first quarter, a little late to be telling the nurse which hospital I prefer my injured child to go to. But mostly, I think it's a little annoying to parents if teachers are not getting these back filled out. It's because by about the third time you see it, you just kind of look at it and go, I know, I already filled that out, and people toss it. I talked to a couple of my neighbors and fellow parents who have kids in the school district, and their comment is they keep filling them out, and the same incorrect information keeps coming back. And I know I'm going to see this again because when they go on a field trip, I get the same form again. And it's just a little bit annoying. What was really annoying to me was the one mailed to me didn't even print out the address. I know you have it in the system because you got it in an envelope and got it addressed and mailed to me. The elementary school, which was handed to me in person, actually had the address printed out. But it's a lot for parents to sit down. I only have two kids. Some people have a lot more. To sit down and hand fill out this paperwork over and over and over again. So it's just a comment if we could work on that because it's a lot to ask of parents over and over again. Thank you.
Okay, I know we had consolidated some of that the other year.
To be perfectly honest, our effort to consolidate has resulted in a lot more problems, to be honest. We're having trouble with it, and we know we're having trouble with it. So we have done a couple of different things to try and get it right. The big problem is ensuring that data is clean, and that's where the big hang-up occurs. For example, when I say clean data, some people know what I mean. At one point, we had secretaries enter all this data when it was old form, before it was electronic. But there are so many different ways to enter, for example, road or junior. And if you spell out junior, if you spell out road, it messes up the reports that we now have to submit to PDE, which we didn't have to submit before. So I apologize. I'm sorry, because it is messed up. We're doing our best. We met just last week to end the week before to try and figure out a cleaner solution. One of the challenges that we have discovered is that we're going to have to, every year at least, validate the data. Parents are going to have to go in and touch the electronic system. We're hoping that we don't have to re-enter everything. Your concerns are very valid. We know there's a problem.
Is there any way to have, not have an online? Because a lot of times when they're fill-in boxes, it'll spell out road, so that that's your only option. You have to select it.
We're looking at all the options. One, it would be buying a different program, which would be more expensive, and would be an implementation dip with that, too. We're trying to solve the problem as we with the current stuff that we have. If we can't, then we'll look at a different solution. But I'm sorry. I apologize. We know we have a problem. We're doing our best.
You did do away with the little 3x5.
We did away with it. This was supposed to make things more simple. Didn't turn out that way.
In case of emergency, and ask for your address.
Well, ideally, we'll have it eventually entered once so that if you don't change your address or your phone number, you won't have to do anything but click down through and say yes, 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 and be done. But we're not there.
Will that be for every activity, then? I mean, because you were saying that different activities, you have to fill that form out?
No. Okay, so it will be once, and it should be once and done, but we're...
Okay, so we are aware there's a problem, and we're working. So, okay. Yeah. Thank you. There were no other citizens commenting this time. Special presentation, Cindy?
Yes, tonight we have the Spartan Tributes from the high school, and Mrs. Bose is the counselor at the high school that is in charge of this group. She started this program with the support of the administration 2 years ago, and so we want to let you know what a great job they're doing. Mrs. Bose?
Making a statement. I just wanted to say, speaking of being thankful, 'tis the season, and we actually asked if we could come to the meeting. Thanks, Matt. because we wanted to thank our principals and thank everybody for all the support that has been given to the Spartan Tributes. Can I just see of the board who is familiar with the name or the word or the group Spartan Tributes? Okay, good. I'm glad we're here tonight. I'm going to hand you some thank you notes. These were some of the things that the kids had written to the principals, and you can just read them and pass them by. Again, my name is Melissa Bose, and I'm a school counselor. I'm the ninth grade school counselor. And 2 years ago, I was asked to go up to the high school with my primary focus being on helping kids transition with from eighth to ninth. And in thinking of how I could do that in a way that would be effective, knowing that one person, it's hard to do a big task, me and Matt got together, and we were thinking, you know, what can we do? And we thought, let's get the students involved. So did a little research and came up with the idea of coming up with a leadership group of students. But then the question was, how are we going to train these kids to be leaders? We can talk to them, but they really need to be trained. So the purpose of being here is to thank everyone for sending. We sent 25 kids this year and 20 kids last year at the high school level. This year, more students from the middle school went. And we go away for 5 nights to a leadership conference where the students learn leadership skills. It's very intense. I can tell you the first year we took many of our kids from New Holland out of our New Holland bubble where they were scared, they wanted to go home, and by the end of the week, because I did a survey every day, I had the kids, you know, rate how do you feel, how are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 meaning I love this place, I can't get enough, 1 meaning get me home now. So I did a survey with all kids every day, and by the end of the week, every single kid was at a 10. So it was an amazing experience. But what I want to do is have the students speak to it. So Devin and Kobe, you guys can come up first.
My name is Kobe.
I'm Devin Christman. I'm in 11th grade, kind of. I'm skipping a grade. It's weird. But we're both Spartan Tributes, and we both became Spartan Tributes in different ways. This is the second year that the program's been running. The first year, kids were chosen based on their leadership skills, and their teachers would recommend them. That's how Kobe became a tribute. The second year, children were allowed to apply to become a tribute, and I was the first year that actually had a tribute come into my homeroom and help me transition through high school. Seeing that and how well it helped me motivated me to become a tribute this year.
We worked really hard at helping the freshmen to realize that the upperclassmen, no matter how big and scary they look, sometimes aren't big and scary, and that they can be friends with them. And honestly, one of my favorite things about being a tribute is just seeing them pass in the hallway, and they're just like, Kobe, and they're just like, it's someone that they recognize and that they know they can trust and ask questions to and get honest feedback from. And we go into their homerooms every 10 days, and we go in and teach them leadership skills similar to the ones that we learned at the conference. We also meet every day that we are not with them in their homerooms with Mr. Weidman, and we learn leadership skills with him, sort of a continuation of what we began at the conference. Another thing that we do with the tributes is called Unity Day. We take a day off of, not off of school, we kind of meet in the old gym and take some other students with us with the tributes, and it's run by the same person, Mr. Tom Stecker, who runs the Life Skills Conference. And we do similar things that we do at the Life Skills Conference and learn leadership skills and talk about things that are issues in our school that we can resolve and really do what the name of the day is, just unity. It builds a lot of unity, and there's often a lot of emotion, a few tears shed, and a lot closer relationships build in that day.
Along with helping the freshmen every 10 days, we also do personal projects around the school. Examples of these are writing letters from Santas to the teachers, thanking them for all of their hard work they do throughout the school. Another one was we team up with the special needs children, and we made gingerbread cookies with them. One girl is starting a garden in the outside portion of the school with the special needs children, and others have groups that meet after school. Currently, I'm working on a project to have the tributes go to other schools and observe what's going on there to see if we can bring any of the things that they're implementing in their school back to Garden Spot. and vice versa, they can come to Garden Spot and experience what the tributes are all about to see if they can take our lessons and bring them back to the school that they go to.
Probably the most useful tool that we have as tributes is when we're meeting with Mr. Weidman every day. And not only do we get some very valuable information from him, but we're also able to bounce a lot of ideas off of each other. And I think because we can all just sort of have sort of a collective pool of ideas, we're able to keep things fresh and excited and do things that we know the freshmen enjoy. And we forgot to mention that in each homeroom there are 3 or 4 tributes to each home that we go out to, and we go to that same homeroom every week or every 10 days, and so we get to know them, and it's a lot of fun spending time with them.
I should add that we have 30 tributes this year. We have a few here tonight. Many of our kids are involved in sports and Garden Spot performing arts and all of that. But we don't have all of our top-notch, by looking at the student, you know they're a wonderful leader, kids. We, the first year, like they mentioned, had our teachers identify students who had the potential to be phenomenal leaders. I can think of a few kids who were failing every class year one. By year two, one student in particular hasn't had below a C. I can think of another student who had discipline reports out, you know, galore. The second year, I think he might have had 2, maybe 3. So we're choosing kids based on their potential, and we're not like telling students they can't. Because it got so popular, the second year we did offer applications, and we had over 50 applications last year. So it's growing, it's good. I just want the other kids that are here just to stand up, say your name, and say what being a tribute has been like for you. So why don't we start with Amy?
Hi, my name is Amy Nguyen. Like Ruby, I've been Spartan Tribute for the past 2 years. It has been truly amazing watching this club that Mrs. Bo is kind of planting the seeds for us and watching it take on its own roots and grow. As I watch each of my fellow tributes grow in their own way and go to sincerely powerful leaders. This has been personally great for me because I watched myself discover things I didn't know that were... Okay, thank you. During the leadership conference that Mrs. Bose has talked about, the first year was very iffy for me. A lot of my fellow tributes and I came in not knowing what to expect and anything. We kind of tiptoed around the program. It turned out to be the most powerful and influential week of my life. Powerful, I know, because there's not one week where I cry as much as during the week of the Life Skills Conference. Tears of joy, tears of self-discovery, tears when you realize you have to leave these great lifelong friends that you made in a week. And it has just been very, very moving to be a part of something and to know that there's a place where people want me to belong and to belong in that place. And that's something I want to bring back to the school and to the freshmen to help them find a place where they belong to.
Amelie.
Hello, my name is Amelie Bartleball, and this is my first year of being a tribute. And it's awesome. I'm a sophomore, so I experienced having the tributes come into my homeroom last year. And it was really great, like, having someone kind of guide me through my first year of high school. So I think the tributes are really great because it's nice having a high school person to guide you around and stuff. And I also went to the conference over the summer, and it was really great. It was a great way to self-discovery and learn a lot.
Hi, I'm Nesta, and this is my first year being a tribute, and I went to Life Skills this summer, and I actually, like, really loved it, and I didn't, like, want to leave and all, and being a tribute to me is, like, giving the freshmen a voice and, like, a chance to be heard and, like, making them feel comfortable in the high school once they come up and, like, not be scared and all.
Hi, I'm Allison Vargas-Smith, and this is my second year being a Spartan Tribute, and it's really taught me how to be a leader and that I can make a change, whether it's by myself or teaming up with others. And this year, what I'm working on with Becca is where we've seen, like, students that have issues. So we're making a group that we're calling an inspiration group to help them.
I'm Becca Davis, and what Spartan Tributes has really shown me is that each individual has valuable thoughts and opinions that all have the power to make a major impact in our world, and that leadership isn't just about creating ideas, it's about building them with the materials of 1,000 different minds. And Ali and I want to start a group to show students how much worth and potential they really have.
And I think that says it all. We want some questions. We'd love to answer anything that you have. We just wanted to make everyone aware of who we are and what our mission is, and basically thank everyone for supporting us so much.
Questions?
The teacher that you meet with, was it Mr. Williams?
Weidman.
Is he one of our teachers, or is he somebody from the outside?
He's an English teacher who has a wealth of knowledge pertaining to leadership. So in talking with him, he offered his services because, unfortunately, I wasn't able to meet with the tributes as much last year. We were able to get a lot accomplished in a short amount of time, but we thought if we were feeding them leadership skills daily, then it would just, to help them to be more leaders, and it would give back to our school, which in turn gives back to our community. So Mr. Sanger had conversations with Mr. Wyman, who volunteered his services, and so we were able to fit it in over iSpartan. He, instead of having an academic inspiration, has the leadership book.
I was just going to say, I wish you guys would have been around when I was transitioning from 8th to 9th grade. It was a pretty awkward year for me, so it would have been nice to have you guys back then. I know it was a long time ago.
did you get stuffed in the locker?
Yes.
Thank you.
Where is the workshop held, the 5-day?
It's at the Masonic Homes in Elizabethtown.
Okay. And so do the kids do that initially, or do they have the time in the school first and that's the culmination of it?
It's a requirement to go over the summer to be like inducted to learn the skills, and then I go with them for the 5 days, and then when we come back the whole month of July, end of July and August, we're brainstorming and we're thinking and we're planning for the year to come. And we do on the 4th day of school, freshmen don't have classes, they're broken up and they spend the day with their tributes, getting to know each other, getting to know their homerooms, building that community right off the bat. So yes, it's a requirement, it happens in the summer, and it's kind of like a stepping stone where we go.
Great. It sounds like a great program. Thanks for putting all the effort into it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So I did have a question also,
sure.
or maybe a series of questions. So you have typically, they go like after their freshman year, the first time would be like between their freshman and sophomore year, and then they can keep going back?
Yes, that's correct.
Until they're seniors, or?
Well, I think the rule of the conference is you can go 2 years as a regular camper.
Okay.
And then they can apply to become even the next level
like
of camper,
okay. Yeah.
Which is called a life changer, which
okay.
Devin applied. She was accepted
okay.
already.
Great.
Amy was accepted. She did it last year. And then after they become life changers, they can reapply to become counselor in training.
Okay. So it would be something maybe after, even in college, that they would come back and then
absolutely.
Do that as a counselor. And then are we limited by the program of how many students we can send, or is it we cap that financially, or how?
We've capped
how do
it
we say?
Financially by student numbers.
Okay.
We were able to send 20, I think 20 or 25 this past year, maybe 25.
Okay. Great.
I would just like to commend each one of the students. These are lifelong skills that you're learning, because when you start your first job, if you have a good employer, the senior employees are going to be reaching down to you, and you're going to know how to respond. And then when you're on the job for a while, you're going to ask to be a tribute to the new employees coming in. So these are very valuable skills.
I just had another question. If we're limited in how many we can send financially, is there an amount from the board that you would like us to maybe consider giving you more money so you could send more kids? Because it sounds like an excellent program, and your public speaking, all of you did a very nice job. You know, and I would like to see more kids be able to take advantage of it. If it's something that we could afford to do, I guess we need to know how much it costs to send, and maybe we can think about it.
It's on average $300 or $400 to send each kid for the week. Based on the amount of applications that we receive each year, if it continues to grow, we would be happy to accept anything that you would offer us. We did grow. First year we went to 20, the second year we went up to 25, so I think Mr. Sanger saw the benefits from the first year and allowed for it to continue to grow a little bit, and that's what we hope to have happen. We want our students to want to belong to something like us, where we stand for what's right in our schools.
Okay. Is that coming out of your building budget, or? Okay.
Just to tag on to what she was saying, I mean, maybe it would be possible if there would be, I honestly had not heard of this, and that's probably my fault, but if we can make the community even aware of what's going on here, because I agree, this is really valuable stuff, and maybe there could be some fundraising done that wouldn't come from us as much as we'd like to, but there just isn't enough to go around. I encourage you to really publicize what you're doing as much as you can, and I'll help to spread the word too.
That's one of our goals this year.
Some type of scholarship, type of, you know, a business or sponsor. I guess a sponsorship would be something to explore, I think.
Sure.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. As a parent, I come to
the so Rodney can hear you.
Hi, I'm Lourdes Vargas. Yes. As a parent, I find that lots of the kids are Alice's friends, and they were painfully shy. They were in a shell before this. Please don't think that all of them would come before you and speak before you. They were not like that. And through this program, my mouth almost dropped to hear them speak. It's like, wow. And it's true what you're saying about them getting ready for the future. But it is something that the board should consider, you know, or sponsor. That would be a great program. So as a parent, I speak up, and thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Thanks a lot for coming out this evening. And you're welcome to stay, or if you have things you need to do, you can leave. Yeah, it is. But it's school tomorrow, so, you know.
You might be sitting here sometime.
All right, then. We are at the consent agenda, I believe. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
You have a motion to approve.
Paul, is there a second? Jenny? And any other discussion on the consent agenda this evening? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The agenda passes. Okay, then we would be at the reports. Our Lancaster County Tax Collection Bureau, Mr. Ramsey.
Yes, we did meet on Wednesday, November 13th. The main purpose of the meeting was to adopt the 2014 operating budget. Happy to report that the 2014 budget is 2.4% less than last year, which goes to show their continued efficiencies. And along with that, we adopted the collection fees for the earned income tax and the local services tax. For 2014, the earned income tax is going to be at 2.25%, which is down from 2.35, and the LST is down a whole percent from 2.5 to 1.5. So, again, they continue to find ways to reduce costs for the districts. And just to the 2.25%, that's, you know, 2.25 cents on every dollar they collect. So that comes back to us. In other business, we did approve a 5-year technology plan. Part of that plan includes a purchase of a scanning system. This scanning system will eliminate all their paper returns and paper boxes completely, storage, as well as continue to speed up the processing returns. Every time I go over there, I'm amazed by the rows and rows of paper boxes with returns in them that'll go bye-byes with the new system. Because they're doing so well, for the 2013 calendar year, we approved waiving the fee, the collection fee, for the months of October, November, and December. So everything that they collect on our behalf will be given to us 100%. They also gave us an update on the non-filer mailings. This is a combination of those, again, that didn't file, but then also, more importantly, the comparison with the state data that we receive to compare who resides and who hasn't filed in the county. 5,000 letters were sent out, so they continue to be working on that. And our next meeting is January 8th, which is the reorganization meeting.
Questions?
My report.
Thank you for serving on that committee. Lancaster 11 and IU 13. That would be Paul.
The IU 13 met at the Lebanon office on November 13th. We approved $7.2 million in disbursements. We had 8 new business service contracts and 3 increases to existing contracts. For instructional services, we had 5 new contracts, 1 decrease of service in a contract, and 1 increase to an existing contract. Technology services had 3 new contracts and 1 increase to an existing contract. Human resources had 3 new contracts. We approved 9 resignations from employees. We had 2 employees terminated. We had 11 new hires, 12 change of positions or salaries, and approved 4 leave of absences. If anyone has any questions, I will be glad to answer at this time.
Questions? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Urban. Lancaster CTC, Mrs. Redmond.
The last meeting was held at the Brownstown campus, so we got a Brownstown campus kind of report. The renovations are just about complete. The painting of the doors and the door frames is being done by the painting and ceramic tile students. They've been doing a practical job in taking care of all of that. One of the pluses to the program, there are 8 students who are participating in advanced placement as advanced placement interns, which means that they're out working in their field at least one day a week, and these are paid position options so that they're using what it is they're learning already in their field. We had a presentation by a teacher, John Smith, who is the construction cluster teacher. The construction cluster is 8th graders, and they come in, or 8th grade, I'm sorry, 11th graders, and they come in for a half-day program. It's really the introduction to the 6 different construction classes that they offer then for full day for the seniors, for 12th graders. And what they do in this program, it's really fascinating. They build a mini house inside. They start with foundation, they do the framing, they do the plumbing, they do electrical, and they do the HVAC ductwork. And they incorporate all of the skills. It's an introduction to the NOCTI, which is the standard tests that come with the skills, numeracy, literacy. And at the end of the year, they tear it all down and store the materials to use them again. They've gotten some donations. There was just an article in the newspaper about getting some donations of brick. They've gotten donations from a variety of companies in the area to help with that project. And then we had a senior student whose name was Dallas give us kind of a report. He had been part of the construction cluster last year, and then this year he's in commercial construction, and he is really enjoying the program, but he really enjoys how what he's doing this year builds on what he did last year in that cluster program. So he was very excited to tell us that he was enjoying the program. In general, the IT update, the tech audit has been done. One of the basic findings is that the computers are outdated. The company that did it, their suggestions are to make a plan to replace, to buy, to lease, to make a plan to keep technology current. So they're going to look for a way. There's been no money in the budget, per se, for replacing of tech equipment. The tech equipment that's been bought has been bought a little bit at a time using grants, donations, or when there's been some found money. So they're going to look at a way to try to put a line item in the budget that will help to spread out the cost to replace, perhaps develop a four-year cycle that will replace all the technology and then keep it current from then on. So the business folks are putting some work into that, and they're going to come up with a plan for us to look at. But it really is a need that the technology be on some kind of plan to be kept current. And that is my report. There is no November meeting. The December meeting is December 9th. At Willow Street campus.
Okay, thank you. And were there any questions for the CTC?
What day did you meet?
What?
What was the date of your last meeting?
Oh, gee, right here. The 24th of October.
Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, then. Mr. Wenzel, legislative report.
Yes. Two bills of interest, House Bill 810. Drug screening for prospective employees requires pre-employment drug screening for all prospective employees and for public and private schools, IUs, vo-tech schools, also including independent contractors and their employees. The second one is Senate Bill 46, the Employment History Review, known as, quote, Pass the Trash Bill, requires an employment history review for all prospective school employees as it relates to any investigation concerning sexual misconduct. Two other ones deal with competitive grants, which deals with school resource officers or school police officers. This grant is a maximum of $60,000 for resource officers and $40,000 for school police officers, priority given to schools that use resource officers or police officers who have completed additional training related to interaction with all children and adolescents within a school atmosphere or at the school setting. The second is a Safe School Initiative, which is a competitive grant which deals with all 500 districts in Pennsylvania are eligible for, with a maximum of $25,000 dealing with safety initiatives taken by school districts. I don't know whether in any of those two we would be eligible for or not.
Yeah, I'm keeping my eye on them. Well, you never know who we'll be eligible for. Somehow we never get the money. I'm not really sure why, but we always try.
Two other political notes. Tom Corbett officially is out there running for governor. So you'll be seeing him in the news a good bit. And also the first person to come forward for retiring State Senator Mike Brubaker's position, Gordon Denlinger, officially kicked off his campaign on Saturday. I'm sure you'll see other candidates definitely from both parties coming forward to fill out the field. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions on the legislative? I guess I don't know if have we ever had a state senator from our school district that served, at least not in my lifetime.
Not in my lifetime.
Yeah. That's not that long for you.
Well, that's true.
Okay. Superintendent's report.
Hard to follow that act, but I'll try. I purposely kept my report very focused this evening. This week, as Mr. Sanger said earlier, is American Education Week. And I just want to make a comment. I know there are a lot of folks out there who are pretty critical of public education, particularly politicians and pundits. I think it's become just a thing to do if you're a politician or a pundit. I'll be the first in line to say that there's plenty of things we in public education need to work on. I'll be the first in line to say that. But I will also say that our public schools, I believe, are serving students pretty well in a lot of places, in a lot of ways. I think, and you've heard me say this many times, the school profiles, the PSSA exams, the PVAS scores, they measure a part of what we do, but they don't measure the tributes. They don't measure that at all. None of that is included in the measurement of those profiles. And there are a whole lot of other things, too, that we do. And I'm gonna call out New Holland Elementary School only because it's the school district where we have the most diversified population and we have the highest free and reduced lunch population. And if you walk through the schools at New Holland Elementary School, you will see a lot of kids. You will see all kids learning. You will see all kids happily engaged in learning. And you will see a lot of color and you will see a lot of creed at New Holland Elementary School. And I will tell you, those teachers love those kids, and those kids know they are loved when they walk in that building. And I would challenge anyone to walk through that building and find anything different. And that all's got to mean something. In addition to that, I did a little bit of research, and this information comes from the Wall Street Journal. The thought that America is in decline is also something we're hearing a lot about, and I would challenge that, at least in part with these statistics, and they're statistics. They're not my emotional response. They're not my personal opinion. These are facts, and this relates to Nobel Prize winners. This year alone, native-born and immigrant Americans took home 9 of their prestigious Nobel Prize awards. China, on the other hand, with 1.3 billion people, has produced only 9 Nobel Prize winners in its history, in the history of the prize. Since 2000, Americans have won 21 of the 37 physics prizes, 18 of the 33 medicine prizes, 22 of the 33 chemistry prizes, and an amazing 27 of the 30 economic prizes. So to say that American public schools are completely failing, I would beg to differ. Not that the public schools have produced all of this. I think there are other elements that are incorporated, the freedoms that we have to fail in this country, the American spirit in general. But I can't look at that list of Nobel Prize winners and say public schools didn't contribute to that somehow. So American Education Week, I think it's important to note that there are a lot of good things happening in our public schools as well. Be the first to admit we have work to do, but we're doing a lot of good work. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. Were there any comments on the superintendent's report? A couple of things for announcements. Next meeting will be early. It's December 2nd. That's our reorganization meeting. We have to hold that the first Monday in December following the election. So that'll be here. That'll be our reorganization meeting, then the committee meeting. Then there will be a week in between, and then I believe it's the 16th. We'll be at New Holland Elementary School. So we try to travel around.
Don't forget, board members, New Holland Elementary staff has invited you for dinner at 6
right.
o'clock at New Holland prior to the board meeting.
And if you haven't responded to that, we should respond.
Yeah, let me know so they have an approximate number.
So they have a count. And then with the reorganization meeting coming, it means that we'll be getting a new member, and unfortunately we'll be losing one. And Mr. John Boyd will be going off, and I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank him. And it's been great having you serve with us, and you will be missed, but I understand that you have other other directions, and it doesn't mean you're not going to be serving. It'll just be in a different capacity. So thank you for being here. Any other board members that wish to make comments on Mr. Boyd as well? I'll open it up.
Well, I'd just like to say, John, there's a saying, as it walks off, or walk softly and carry a big stick, or something to that effect. You're very soft-spoken, but your insights for contributing very much to this board and the way the school district functions.
I just wanted to say, John and I came on board at the same time.
you know, along with Jenny and Paul, and the four of us had the privilege of having one of those team bonding experiences like you guys had in E-Town, which really set us off on a good footing for understanding and cooperation. It will be a highlight that I remember for a long time, and I, like you guys in your leadership training, I would say that I count John now as a lifelong friend. Even though he will be going off the board, he will be very much missed.
I have to tag on and just say ditto to what Dr. Zimmerman just shared. That's pretty much exactly what I was going to say. And I will miss him right in between us, and they better put somebody in between us.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that.
New guy.
But no, thanks.
You need somebody to keep
Thanks, John, for your service. You will be missed.
I want your battery.
Yes, John, I really did appreciate all your insights and great thoughts, contribution to the discussion.
I just have a couple things to say. 4 years goes by very quickly. I developed a lot of friendships here and bring it all together. I thought a lot about today. I thought a lot about the white hairs that I've gained over the 4 years. I can't say they were all from here. My daughter got married. My son graduated, went to college. I think there's some of the white hairs were because of those things. However, they talk a lot about our compensation package here. But tonight was a fitting ending to hear that report. That's what compensation is all about. That's why we do this job. That's why we're here. Striving, that's why we spend sleepless nights making decisions. That's why we strive and do those things. It's to sit here and listen to Matt Sanger's report every month, to listen to the kids get up and eloquently speak about their experiences. And I mean, I would have never done that at your age. I didn't even do it when I got on the board. I mean, that those are things that are developed with skill and training, and you receiving that. So to me, that's what this job was all about, and that's what I hope and pray and will be praying for you on the other side continues, and that I hope that the community recognizes the unity this board has, the cohesiveness, even though we don't always vote equally, we don't always agree, but you'll never see somebody here trample on someone else. We respect everybody. We respect each one's opinions because we know we're here for the common good, and that sounds cliche, but it's what we're here for. We're here for the kids and for the community. So I appreciate the opportunity for 4 years of doing that. It has been extremely my pleasure to do that, and I've enjoyed it, so thank you.
Okay, then if there's no other matters, I guess we would be looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?